I saw that the 99.7 DJX Instagram page tagged us in a post, and it's along with the new trend, the 2016 trend, right?
I didn't know there was a 2016 trend. People are just reminiscing about 2016?
Yeah, so there's a TikTok purple-blue filter that's inspired by how things looked on iPhones back in 2016. It's suddenly all the rage.
Okay.
And there's several like influencers that are kind of talking about it.
Gen Z is obsessed with 2016.
Gen Z obsessed 2016.
Okay. We're seeing a huge shift in nostalgic content, reminiscing on the King Kylie era, the once viral mannequin challenge, Drake's One Dance, Coachella, the iPhone 6S, hoverboards, and it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, so basically just saying that, you know, people are doing kind of, not just kind of reminiscing, but like remembering when social media was more about just actually being social and less about your algorithm and AI slop that's coming through and all that stuff. And so less junk online, basically. And so you're seeing that. And so I saw that and I went to my daughter. I'm like, can I say that I've been clipped? And she's like, you absolutely are too old to say that you've been clipped. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll say that I've been exposed. Because some of these photos are basically of just you and I. Because we are the only two from 99.7 DJX that were around back then.
And we look like babies.
Ryan wasn't there. No. Emily was just a imagination in her parents' brain.
It's just your
Eric
old
Zachary not
ben
here.
And Kel.
It is your old pals Ben and Kelly still
the
kicking
old
it away?
Standbys.
Sticking around, you know. The years may change, but Ben and
since
Kelly are still the same.
Since the '08.
But yeah, you know, looking at those pictures and going, man, you know, we had a look.
Mm-hmm.
We apparently liked food.
Sure.
Because half those photos were us posing with some sort of food.
Absolutely. Like, people brought us food a lot.
Yeah.
That was great.
We were winning awards.
We were.
Best of Louisville awards.
It's been a minute.
And then there were some things like, that doesn't even exist anymore.
I know.
Yeah, but
we won them all. They had to stop the category.
Yeah, that's what it was. But just looking at some of those pictures, we're like, oh, wow. And then the retro logo made an appearance.
Yep.
It was 2016 was the year that we shifted to our kind of newer, more contemporary, stylized logo.
You see the station fashion.
The station fashion.
Uh-huh.
The top songs of 2016. This is kind of cool. I went back and it'll give you a little bit of you know, nostalgia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Top songs. The fifth most popular song in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Stressed Out.
100%.
The number four most popular song.
Yeah,
Rihanna, work.
Yes.
Remember this one?
Yes.
Yeah, Drake, One Dance.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that was the number three most popular song in 2016.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Of course.
Yeah.
Beeps
huge,
in there. For
huge
sure.
Huge song.
Yep.
And then the number one song.
What is it?
In 2016.
What was it?
Was also Bieber. If you like
the way remember
wow. that?
Yes.
Kind of a throwback.
A little bit.
Yeah, there
Bieber's
you go.
Still king on
written
the
written by Ed Sheeran and Benny Blanco there.
Wow.
Performed by Bieber. Yeah, one.
Taking a trip down memory lane.
Love yourself. So yeah, 2016. The 2016 challenge kind of all over social media right now where people are just kind of posting pictures of what they looked like in 2016, the fashion, places they were going. Stuff like that.
As
so.
If it was ancient times.
10 years ago. I mean,
I know.
A lot can happen in 10 years, all right?
I know.
Anyways, you can see it at 99.7 DJX or at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.